Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Vayera. This week, Rabbi James Jacobson-Mizells discusses Parshat Vayera. Rabbi Jacobson-Mizells is a faculty member at Pardes. His focus is Jewish mysticism. And now, Rabbi Jacobson-Mizells.
Thank you, Larry. Today we'll be looking at a piece of Torah from Elimelech of Lizensk, Rabbi Elimelech of Lizensk, an early Hasidic master and one of the founders of Hasidut in Poland, from his famous book Noam Elimelech, on Parsha Vayera. And he begins, Vayera v'chulei, begins at the opening verse, that God appeared to Abraham. Dehine, k'she'ala b'ratzono yiparach livro'at ha'olam, le'etiv livru'av, tzimtzem ha'kodesh baruch hu et atzmo, v'le'heichan tzimtzem et atzmo. Says, when it arose in the divine will to create the world, to do good to his creations, God contracted himself. The famous Lurianic explanation and myth of the origination of the cosmos is that God contracts God's self to make room for creation. Otherwise, there's no space for creation. But Elimelech Lizensk asks, Heichan tzimtzem et atzmo, where did he contract himself? That is, God contracted himself, but where did God go? Where did that divine presence go? Shematim ipi morizal, shechinsem atzmo betocha otiyot haTorah, shebehem bara olam. Says, I heard from my teacher, may his memory be for a blessing, that is, the Magid of Mezrich, that he contracted himself into the letters of Torah, that through them the world was created. So here Torah is not only the divine word of language, not only the divine message, not only what we're receiving from above, but the actual building blocks and creative force of reality, and in fact, the kelim, the containers of divinity within our world. V'mar sheze perush shemru chazal, says, and this is actually an explanation that Chazal already said, when they said that the kivyachol, baruch hu, that is, God may be blessed, rotze lemar, al yadei esrim ushtayim atvin, yechol ha-kodesh baruch hu liyot baze olam. Through the 22 letters of the alphabet, God is able to be within the world. That is, the letters, the Hebrew letters themselves, are the very containers for the presence of divinity within our world. Vatzadik haosek b'torah lishma b'ktusha, hu mamshich et habore baruch hu v'yitale b'tocha otiyot shel haTorah, kamo b'sha tabriya. But the tzadik, the practitioner, one who's learning genuinely lishma, genuinely engaged with Torah, he pulls down the Creator, may he be blessed, into the very letters of Torah, at the very moment of creation. That is, just at the moment of creation, God inhabited the Torah and brought new creation and divinity and wonder and expansiveness into being. So too, every moment when we learn Torah truly, our work is to actually recreate that moment of creation, to draw down divinity from above into the letters of Torah, and to animate our Torah study with the very presence of the divine. Now, what does this have to do with our parsha? Well, now Rabbi Elimelech explains. V'zehu v'yarelav Hashem be'elonei mamre, that God appeared to him in elonei mamre. What does that mean? He says, mamre hu l'shon amira. Mamre, this place mamre, is the language of amira. It looks like the word amira, saying. V'ilan hu Torah. And a tree, like Elonei, is the Torah. As we know, Eitz Chaim hi, it's a tree of life. V'mitzvot hem anafim. And the mitzvot, they are the branches of the tree. V'amar ha-katuv she'al yedei amarot ha-toharot she'asku b'torah himshich ha-taborei el tocha otiyot. Ha. And so what is the verse really saying when it says that God appeared to Abraham at Elonei Mamre? Why do we care about Elonei Mamre? What it's really telling us is that through the Mamre of Abraham, through the holy words and Torah study of Abraham, he brought the divine down into the letters, he brought the divinity down into the letters and language of Torah. That is, God didn't just appear to Abraham. It wasn't just a chance encounter. It was rather Abraham's practice and work in Torah that brought the divine presence before him. V'zeh be'elonei Mamre, rotze lemar b'ilan shel amirotav, Nirei Hashem Elav. And this is what it means, Elonei Mamre. That is to say, through the tree of his sayings. This branching, this cultivated and beautiful tree of Abraham's studying of Torah, this tree of life, God appeared to him. V'amar ha-katuv, and the verse says or asks, Me'echan zechazot shenirah Hashem elav ayadeyesek Torato. How did he merit this? So God appeared to him through his study of Torah. But what does that mean, his study of Torah? The Torah itself is not actually revealed until Moshe, of course. That's when we receive the actual Torah. So what does it mean, even, this notion of Abraham studying Torah? So first we should notice this classic move, which makes Abraham into really a yeshiva bocher, right? Abraham, the great patriarch, the founder of Judaism, of course is a learner of Torah. Of course is a sitter in the Beit Midrash. But the Torah he has access to, really, for the Kabbalists and the Hasidim, is the primordial Torah. It's the Torah of creation, it's the Torah of the very structure of our lives, and the Torah actually that we ourselves can contact every time we learn our own Torah with that same intensity and kavanah. So then the text continues. V'amar ha-katuv, Me'echan zechazot shenirah Hashem elav ayadeyesek ha-torato. How did he merit that God would appear to him through his work and study of Torah? Zot hayta lo mechmat hachna'a gdola shehaya bo. This was due to his great humility. Dahenu, v'hu yoshev petach ha-ohel. That is, this humility is expressed in this verse, that he was sitting at the opening of the tent, at the entrance of the tent. Why is that? How does that express his humility? Dahainu af shehaya tzadik gadol, af al pichen hechzik atzmo b'hachna'a gdola, she'adayin yoshev b'petach v'hatchala shel kedusha. The ohel ramez al kedusha. Ah. That even though he was a great tzaddik, he was Abraham, right? He was the level of Abraham. Despite this fact, he considered himself with great humility. That he considered that he was still sitting at the opening and the beginnings of holiness. That the tent hints at holiness. That is what it means he was sitting at the opening of the tent. It means that he recognized that no matter where he had gotten to, he was still always at the beginning of the path. This is really a tremendous quality for us all to consider. To recognize that no matter where we're at, we're always at the beginning of the path. No matter where we're at, there's always so much more to do, so much more to learn, so much more to grow. That we are always petach ha-ohel. They are always at the beginning of the opening of Kedusha. And he continues, kechom hayom, in the heat of the day. What does that mean? Rotze lomar, sheyesh b'nei adam shenir'im shehem muchna'im. Avalon ein tocho kabaro. There are people who they seem like they're humble, but their inner state is not actually like their outer state. They may seem humble, but in fact, inside they're full of pride. V'marakatu, Shavram haya muknagado be'emet belev shalem mamash. And the verse tells us that rather Avraham was genuinely humble, perfectly humble. Ubaror kashemesh be'ena. And it was as clear as the sun in his eyes. She'eno elo matchil ba'avodato yiparach. That he was only a beginner in the service of God. V'zeo kachom hayom. And this is the sense of the heat of the day. That is, the heat, the recognition, the clarity of the sun for him, that he was simply a beginner. And we know that we can sometimes act with humility on the outside, but in fact, not have humility on the inside. It's what the Hasidim sometimes call false humility. Sometimes, in fact, it's a kind of self-hatred or putting ourselves down, which isn't real humility at all, but is, in fact, a very harmful quality. Real humility is simply the recognition of the fact that we're always a beginner, that there's always more to do, that there's always more to grow. Vayar v'hine shlosha anashim nitzavim alav. And he saw, he looked up, and he saw that there were three people standing before him, approaching him. Remez shera'a Avraham shemutah alav letaken shlosha olamot. And this hints that Avraham recognized that it was incumbent upon him to heal or transform three worlds. Dahainu yira'a ahava v'tiferet. That is fear, love, and tiferet. That is the Kabbalistic worlds of gvura, of strict justice, of awe, of fear, of chesed, of love, of going forth, of expansiveness, and tiferet, of compassion and of the integration of Yir and Ahava. Ki atzadik tzarich litakenet hashishak tzavot. Because the tzadik has to heal the six edges, the six directions. That is the six lower spherot. Shehem shishayim echol, which are the 6 days of the week. V'hem shlasha u'shlasha, and they are three and three. Dahainu, shlasha lifnei ha-shabbat, u'shlasha le'achar ha-shabbat. That is, three after Shabbat, and three before Shabbat. V'lechen tafasa ketub b'lishon rak shlasha anashim. And that's why the verse used this language of three people. Which includes all the six lower sefirot and all the 6 days of the week. The ones that are before and after Shabbat. So what's he talking about? And this is what we mean when we say, let our hearts love and fear. Love or and be in awe of God. Hagam shebemet tzaricha adam lakdim hayira la'ava. Even though actually he says we should have yira, awe, before love. Generally we consider it that first we have the movement of awe or fear or the majesty of God, and then from that experience comes the experience of the love of God. Ach anu mitpalim al yira haba mitoch ahava. But what we actually pray for is something deeper than that. We pray for the awe which comes from love. Not the awe which comes from fear, but the awe which comes from loving connection. Dahainu shlosha yamim she'achar Shabbat hem ahava. That is, the 3 days after Shabbat are days of love. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he tells us, those are days of love. Why love? Shem shayachim l'Shabbat hayavar. Because they are connected to the Shabbat which was. That is, we had the experience of Shabbat. We've been opened on Shabbat. We've touched the holiness of Shabbat. We've gotten the extra soul of Shabbat. We're full of the love and connectedness of Shabbat. And we carry that love into the first 3 days of the week, the days which are connected to the Shabbat which passed. But the 3 days prior to Shabbat are yira, are awe. Why awe? Because in them we are preparing ourselves for the majesty, for the awesomeness, for the encounter of Shabbat. But they are awe, shemitocham ba'im el ahava. There is awe that from it we come to ahava. Shu Shabbat, which is Shabbat. That is, they is the awe with which we prepare ourselves for the love of Shabbat. Val ze anu mipalalim, and for this we pray, le'ava li'ira, for love and for awe. Keseder yamechol, in the order of the days of the week. That is, that we should have love, and from that love come to fear, and then from that fear to love, and then from that love to awe, and then from that awe to love. In this perpetual motion of mutual reinforcement and interpenetration. Shematchilim ahava v'hadar yira, that we begin with love, and then we return and say awe, letaken hashishak tzavot, to heal, to transform the lower six sefirot. Those are the basic dimensions of our life, the basic dimensions of the world, the basic six dimensions in which we shake the lulav, front, side, back, left, up and down. V'yara v'yarot likratam. And he saw and he ran to greet them. Right? Avraham ran to greet the three people, the three angels that came to greet him. Perush, what does this mean? De'char she'mitaken ha'shlasha olamot, that after he had made this tikkun for these three worlds, for Ahava, Yira, and Tiferet, ayadei zeh ba ha'hashpa'a l'olam hazeh. Through this, it doesn't just save, it's not just a divine matter. But the result of this, the flow of this, the divine love from that healing came down into this world. V'ha'ikar tzirich liot itaruta dilatata. And the essence needs to be the arousal from below. That is, in Hasidism and in Kabbalah, they understand that the first move is a human move. We have to start the process of arousal, the process of awakening, process of awakening to the divine presence. And when we start that move, then God moves as well in our direction. God comes to greet us, just as Avram came to greet the angels. And in that greeting, new blessings, new sustenance, new awareness, new openness is created, and comes back down to our world. Our own awakening, our own arousal, is not simply limited to our own experience, but has reverberations throughout the cosmos, throughout the universe, and in our own lives. And this is what it means that he saw and he ran to greet them. Dahainu bizrizut, that is with passion and energy. Shezeu ikar, that is the essence. Kamo shemar atana, just as the Tana said in Avodah Zarah, zrizut mevi lidei nikiyut. Passion, energy here brings you to cleanliness, and then there's a whole list. Cleanliness brings you to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing, to eventually you get Ruach HaKodesh, to eventually you get prophecy. Likratam, to greet them, Rotzelem, that is to say, Neged ha'olamot le'taknam, that is to say, Likratam in the sense of being across, or opposed to, or in the place of, that he is before the worlds to heal them. V'hainu itaruta dilatata, and this is the arousal from below. V'yishtachavu arza, and he bowed to the ground. V'yishtachava hu kadei lamshich hashpa'ot lamata, that this bowing, this physical action, is actually a way of bringing down the blessings and openness from above. Both in the very physicality of the action, which goes down from above to below, and in that parallel frame in the Kabbalistic mindset, causes a parallel spiritual action, as we do with our bodily action. And also in the aspect of humility and surrender and opening to what can be received from above. V'yomar, al na tavor me'al avdecha. And he said, please don't turn away from your servant. Rather, come in here. Eat with me. Perush. Shipaleo la Hashem yiparach tfilak tzara. Sh'al yavor me'itanu. That is, he prayed to God a short prayer that he shall not turn away, shall not pass from us. Yukach na ma'at mayim. Take a little water. Perush, what's the explanation, the deeper spiritual meaning? Sh'yukach mila'ela letata chasidim ma'at. That one should take from above to below the chasidim, the forces of loving kindness, the divine forces of loving kindness, and bring them into the world. Sheken derech tzadikim, because that is the way of the tzadikim, those who try to be righteous, is to try to bring these blessings, and especially this loving kindness, this love and care and compassion and connection into the world through their acts of loving kindness and connection. So when he offered them a bit of water, Rabbi Elimelech is really saying, he's instructing us all to attempt to bring down that water, that flow of divine kindness into our lives in the universe. Vomri ma'at vosim arbe. This is the way of tzadikim. They say a little bit, and they do a great deal. They say a little bit, and they do great works of loving kindness. Verachatzu raglechem. And he washed their feet. Perush, shlo yashum nigia v'achiza l'haraglayim. Tahanu l'achitzolim le'enot me'akadusha. What does that mean? He went through a process, it's calling us to go through a process of purification, that there will be no place for what's called the legs, that is the lower portions, that is for the external forces, for them the demonic forces, for us the forces of anger, of hatred, of separation, of scorn. There's no place for them to gain benefit from holiness. There's no place for them to attach to us and gain control of us. Fishanu tachat ha'etz, and they rested beneath the tree. Rotzeh lemar, shelo yeh lehem hashpa'a rak me'atamtzit. V'chol hashpa'a yeh li'Yisrael. That is to say, that these forces of difficulty and danger, these forces of evil, of hatred, of violence, of separation, of lack of understanding, of scorn, of lack of consideration, these forces which are fed by us, they're fed by our ignorance, they're fed by our fear, they're fed by our anger, they're fed by our confusion, that rather they should not be fed by us. That if anything, they should have only a small portion of our personality, of ourselves, should we give over to these forces of anger and violence. Rather, all these forces, all the benefit and the blessing they bestow should only be for Yisrael. They should be for us, for goodness, and for the portion for the Chasidim, the portion of Yisrael, of Yaakov that is within us. That is that divine portion which is within us, which through this process can grow and transform. And so here we see a classic Hasidic strategy. This whole story of Avraham, of being visited by God, of running to meet the angels, of bowing down to them, of offering them water, of resting with them beneath the tree, is not really just a story of Abraham Avinu, but it's our story. It's our story every day. It's in a story of how we approach our path at Avodat Hashem. And that there's a possibility when we truly learn Torah in the way they want us to, when we see God present in the letters, when we open to whatever messengers are coming to greet us, and when we attempt to bring down the water of loving kindness from heaven, that we too can be like Avraham Avinu, a tzaddik who says little but does much.
Thank you, Rabbi Jacobson Meisels. Your comments on the podcast are always appreciated, so please send an email to podcasts@pardesusa.org. Thanks for tuning in, and see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.